It's only 9:30 on Labor Day morning, and there's already a long line at King Milan's Barbershop on University Avenue in St. Paul.
69, 70.
One by one, people wait for their number to be called. They're handing out numbers because on this day, King Milan's Barbershop is offering free high-top fades and other haircuts. Four different barbers work side by side, hovering over their black barber's chairs like surgeons. Owner Milan Denny organized this day of giveaway cuts, which usually cost $10. He's also giving out free school supplies.
I love to see the kids happy. That's my main thing, because not only them happy, but I love to see them prepared for success.
A fresh haircut at no cost to his mom is a big deal for 12-year-old Dante Jones. His mother is suffering from MS and just got out of the hospital. She hasn't been able to work or get school supplies.
And how do you feel going back to school? You start school tomorrow?
Yes. I feel good because with the clothes and my haircut, I think I'm going to do well. I'm going to look well.
Milan Denny started doing free back-to-school haircuts when he opened his first barbershop in Gary, Indiana. He was just 22 at the time. He got the idea from a barber he heard about on the radio.
And I was just like, he has to be doing good, you know, because he would do it the whole week. So I said, when I get to where I want to be, you know, I'm going to do that.
Milan is now 34. He's trim with brown eyes and a well-groomed beard. He says there's an art to how he promotes his business.
I just love to market myself, and I use a technique that I call ethical marketing. It's not really about getting profit. People love to see people trying to give back. So that's like a art to me. I mean, because a lot of people don't do it, and I can't help but to do it.
And this year, as word spread about the free trims, all sorts of people turned out to volunteer. People like Tiana Kennedy.
I'm here helping grilling right now. Grilling hot dogs and hamburgers.
Kennedy lives in East St. Paul and has four kids.
I've been in programs like this before with my kids, so I like to come and help. I didn't need help this year, so I'm thankful for that. So I just felt like I want to come and help and volunteer, give whatever I could do.
Despite the long wait, people didn't seem to mind. Parents hummed along to R&B music. One woman picked up a broom and started sweeping up piles of hair. Some of the boys squirmed and winced in Milan's chair, but he kept them calm.
Almost done, okay, friends?
By the time the afternoon had faded into night, the long lines had thinned out. By 9 o'clock, the door was locked.
Locking the door.
But there were still a handful of people inside, including Lolita Hills, who waited with her son for 6 hours.
Why have you waited so long?
Because my baby wanted his hair cut, and I just wanted to look nice with the other kids, you know. Some kids not able to, you know, they don't have parents that will be here for them to get their hair cut.
But we got six, I'm counting, we got six left. Oh, okay. Six left.
Rolanda Williams helped Milan on this day of free haircuts.
Yeah.
One of her jobs was counting how many heads he and the other barbers had trimmed.
So how many haircuts? 350 haircuts is what we did. Oh, my God. Everyone was giving a book bag, and everybody seemed to be happy, so now we just have to clean.
Long term, Milan says he wants to offer a whole week of free haircuts, but he has his limits.
So if they're 18, it's time to get a job, you know. But from 1 to 17, we got your back.
And your head. For KFAI, I'm Nancy Rosenbaum.